lied in her story.
That's ridiculous, Steve. Don't you see the two sets of prints?
That's just it, Marcia. If you and Ben had fought for possession of the gun, the two sets of prints would have been smudged and blurred. Not distinct and clear as they are now.
It was very convenient of you to tell that story. Why'd you try to kill this man?
Try? He's dead, isn't he?
Not quite. Fortunately for him, one bullet missed and the other just creased his scalp. He'll be around shortly and in fine shape to testify against you.
This was your second mistake, Marsha. I first became suspicious of your sudden reformation in my behalf when you told me you dialed the police telephone number in the darkened library. I was convinced you hadn't phoned when we listened in on Ben's call to police headquarters. It was obvious from the inspector's reaction that it was the first report of the murders he had had.
Watch out, young lady. Don't make me chase you through the garden. I'm not that young anymore.
Let go of me. Go of me. Of course I killed him. Joan was a worthless fool trying to take you away from me. I stole your knife and used it the way you guessed I did. Your prints were on the handle, but Ben didn't know for certain whether they were yours.
Why did you kill Roy?
He accused me of killing Joan, and he told me that he had the proof to back up his charge. And I couldn't take a chance. And if I hadn't locked the door, you would never have guessed that it wasn't suicide.
One mistake is all that's needed, young lady. Well, Mr. Raymond, I guess that's about all.
Yes, Inspector. I'm afraid the masquerade is over.
From shadows and stillness, mystery weaves a spell of strangest fascination, charging the mind with doubts and fears. For mystery is a strange companion, a living memory in the haunting hour.